We're continuing the Shir in Sefer Amidos. We're up to the section that deals with Hachnosis Orchim, and we're up to the last item in Chelek Aleph. Till now, Rabbeinu Zal was speaking about how important it is for a person to take guests into their home, especially Talmidei Chachamim. Here, the final item that Rabbeinu Zal mentions is part of a quotation from a Gemara, where the Gemara says, Kiven deloy shchichi rabbonon gabayhu kekutiyim domi. Since they don't have rabbis among them, they're considered like goyim, like kutiyim, implying the Jews that live a life where Talmidei Chachamim are not part of their life in terms of this aspect of Hachnosis Orchim, taking Talmidei Chachamim into their homes as guests, those people have a status of kutiyim. They're considered like goyim, and the kutiyim were a specific type of goyim. This item is mentioned in the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nun Aleph, and the Gemara mentions it related to a specific halacha. The Gemara there is talking about different minhogim that people have, and the Gemara makes a statement whereby it says that certain items that are permissible, technically halacha-wise, they're permissible, but yet the people of a specific community were noyheg not to do it, to consider this item forbidden. A Talmud Chacham or a Rav is not allowed to come there and tell them that this item is permissible. In other words, an item that the technical halacha is, you're allowed to do it. And yet the accepted custom in that place is they don't do it. Better to leave them with their custom not to do it. So the Gemara says that this is talking specifically about Kutim. Kutim were a certain type of goyim that converted to Judaism. At a certain point in Jewish history, they were called Gerei Arayos. They became Gerim as a result of a certain plague of lions, where lions came upon them to kill them, and that put the fear of Hashem in them, and as a result of that, they decided to convert to Judaism. But the Gemara mentions many times that their conversion wasn't really sincere, and they ended up being caught doing certain things against Hashem in private, still showing respect for their idols, for their avodah zarah, in their own communities. So the Gemara says, still, why shouldn't we tell them it's permissible? Because if they're doing something that's really permissible, just because they've accepted upon themselves not to do it, why should we be afraid to tell them the real halacha, that it's okay? And the Gemara answers, Mishum de mesarchi milsa. The reason being, because these people, if you get them in the habit of doing the lighter way, of taking on kulas, if you tell them that certain things are permissible that they initially thought were forbidden, they're going to come to stretch it and apply it in the wrong places. They're going to come to do things that they originally knew were forbidden. So therefore, with these types of people, kutiyim, you have to be very careful not to be lenient with them, but rather to be a little bit extra strict, and that this will serve as a protection to make sure that they keep the halachas the right way. This is what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara adds on, Bnei Medina Sayam, the people that live outside of Eretz Yisrael, they live in countries that are not Torah centers, where there aren't Talmidei Chachamim around. They also, Kiven Deloy Shchichi Rabbonon Gabayhu, since because of the fact that they don't have Talmidei Chachamim living among them and constantly showing them living examples of what the right thing to do is, what's wrong, constantly teaching them halachos and letting them know what they're supposed to be doing, what they're not supposed to be doing. Therefore, kekutiyim domi. They have the same status as a kuti, as this type of a bad convert. And the Meforshim explain that what this means is, just like these kutiyim, they're observing of Yiddishkeit, was leponim. They did it on the outside like. In other words, on the outside, they made it look like they were very frum. But inside, behind closed doors, they weren't that religious, and they knew it. Here also, the Meforshim explain that regarding these types of Jews who aren't close to Talmidei Chachamim, they don't have Talmidei Chachamim living among them, they're not closely attached to them, they also have this problem, that it's very easy for them to slip into taking things lightly, and therefore, if they were noihig an iser on something, better to let them be a little stricter than allow them go to the line of the law, exactly to the line, where it's very easy for them to slide below the line, chas v'shalom, where they'll be committing a crime. And the Mefarshim quote a pasuk in Mishlei, where the pasuk says, Anshei lotzoin yofichu kirya, people who kid around the wrong way, people who fool around, yofichu kirya, they blow in the wind. Meaning, the slightest wind, the slightest item that comes along can easily throw them off their religiousness and off the right path. Whereas, v'chachomim yoshivu af. Whereas, such people, if they're close to chachomim, the chachomim will be able to remove from them the anger of Hashem. Because the chachomim will teach that they'll keep them in line. They'll show them what they're doing wrong, and they'll be able to keep them in a place where chas v'shalom, the anger of Hashem, won't have cause to hurt them, chas v'shalom. This is the last item that Rabbeinu Zal mentions under the heading of Hachnosas Orchim in Chelek Aleph, quoting items from the Gemara. Chelek Sheni, as we mentioned earlier, is more of Rabbeinu Zal's own hasogos. It's less direct quotes from Gemaras and sources like that, and it's more certain items that Rabbeinu Zal himself presented, for which there are sometimes clear or remote associations with items that are mentioned in the Torah. The first item in Chelek Sheni, Rabbeinu Zal says, Al yedei hachnosas orchim emosoi muteles al habriyos. Through a person fulfilling this mitzvah of taking guests into their home, that person will be zeicha that their fear will be upon people and upon other items in creation. We mentioned this item recently in Shiurim, that we find cases of tzaddikim, such as Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu was able to go into a fiery oven, a kivshon shelesh, and the fire could not do any harm to him. Obviously, the fire was more afraid, it had more cause to be afraid of Avraham Avinu than Avraham Avinu had to be afraid of the fire. Same thing with the case of Doniel, the Novi Doniel, going up against lions, hungry, ferocious lions. We find again that they certainly did not have the guts or the audacity, chas v'shalom, to start with him, to do anything to harm him. They had these tzaddikim azircha to this power of emosoi muteles al abriyos, that his fear is upon these other items in creation. He doesn't fear them, all of creation fears and respects him. And here Rabbeinu Zal says that this mitzvah specifically, hachnosas orchim, can get a person that type of reward. Where do we see a connection to this? We find in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, where the Torah discusses Avraham Avinu, who had just received the Bris Milah, and it was 3 days later when he was in tremendous pain from the Bris Milah, and the Torah says that three guests came to see him. He saw three guests, and the Pasuk says, V'hinei shloisha anoshim nitzovim olov, that it started out with the scene opens up in Parshas Vayera with Avraham Avinu sitting down, and he sees in a distance three men standing over him. Nitzovim olav. That these three were standing over him. That's the wording in the pasuk, implying that they were walking in a distance towards him. They were standing, he was sitting. Then, shortly afterwards, a few psukim later, where the Torah discusses the fact that Avraham Avinu invited them, and he brought food for them, and he gave them food. There the pasuk says, V'hu oimed aleihem, that Avraham Avinu was standing over them under the shade of the tree, serving them hand and foot. Note, V'hu oimed aleihem, he was standing over them. There was a reversal of roles. In the beginning it was V'hinei shloish anoshim nitzovim olav. In the beginning it started out with them being standing over him. As a result of his mitzvah of Hachnosas Orchim, the Torah testifies that there was this reversal, to the extent that the Medrash says these words clearly. The Medrash says, first it says, in the end it says, V'hu oimed aleihem, Previously it said Nitzavim Olov, Ela'ad Shelo Yotza Yedehem, until he served them, until he completed this mitzvah, Vachnosis Orchim, Nitzavim Olov, they were standing over him. Kivon Sheyotza Yedehem, as soon as he finished serving them, Vehu Oimed Aleihem, the Torah testifies that he was standing over them, Emosoi Muteles Aleihem, his fear was upon them. The Midrash says, Michoel Mirtas, Gavriel Mirtas. The two angels, two of the three angels there were Michoel and Gavriel. The Midrash says they were petrified of him, of Avraham Avinu. What brought them to that state? His mitzvah v'achnosis orachim. The next item, Rabbein Azal says, Sgula lahachzir li'isha vesto al yedei hachnosis orachim. A woman who either loses her vest or develops an irregularity in the vest, Rabbein Azal says, the mitzvah of hachnosis orchim is mesugal to bring back a vest that a woman lost, chas v'shalom. And here Rabbein Azal, the Meforshim, point out that the proof for this is again from the case of Avraham Avinu and Sori Meinu. We find that when these three malachim came to them, Avraham Avinu served them, there was the mitzvah of hachnosis orchim, and immediately afterwards the malachim said that Sarah and Avraham Avinu are going to have children. And the Torah testifies that Sarah Imenu at the time was 90 years old. Chodal lihiyos l'Sarah oirach kanoshim. And Sarah no longer had the derech of noshim. She no longer had the nature of women in terms of a vest, which is related to having children. So Rabbein Azal points out, as the Meforshim do, this word oirach, which means the derech, this path of women, the word oirach is also the word for guests. That these two items go hand in hand. And that's why the Torah makes the association that as a result of this mitzvah of hachnosis orchim, the Torah points out that she did not have it, and it was restored. In order for her to become pregnant and to give birth, the vest was first restored to Sarah Imenu, and then she was able to become pregnant. And we find the wording in the pasuk there, Acharei veloisi hoisoli edna, that after I already became very old and my body refused to perform the normal things that are done by a woman at a younger age, suddenly hoisoli edna, my times came back. My schedule that I was used to came back. The Medrash also quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya where the pasuk says, Shovas oiver oirach, that as a result of not having guests, the fact that oirachim do not pass through someone's house, that causes this shovas oirach, that causes this vest to rest. In other words, to be terminated. And what restored it, as in the case of Sori Meinu, was the bringing in of guests. The next final item in this section, Hachnosis Orchim Chelik Sheni, Rabbein Azal says, Al Yedei Kiddushas Hashem Yisborach, when there is a Kiddush Hashem that's made, when something's done to really show outstanding respect for Hashem, Hahisnasus Shel Roshei Hador, B'toikef v'oiz, then what happens is the authority and leadership of the leaders of the generation of the tzaddikim becomes really powerful. V'al yedei zeh nechshav be'enei koel ha'mitzvah shel achnosis orchim, and what happens is all of Bnei Yisrael begin to respect the mitzvah of achnosis orchim. And through this, those people that study Torah are zeicha to come out with the right conclusions. They're zeicha to get to know the proper halacha from their learning. We know that a person could learn Gemara, and in many cases there's a debate between rabbis, and it's not necessarily clear in the Gemara what the final maskon is, what the halacha lamais is that we follow. Here, Rabbein Azal says that through this, through Kiddush Hashem, all of these items will be affected, including the fact that the Yidden will accept upon themselves the mitzvah of Achnosis Orchim much better, and as a result of that, those that learn Torah will be zecha to get to know the right halacha. This item is related a little bit to a medrash in Parshas Beshalach. The medrash quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, where the pasuk speaks about the greatness of Hashem, and the pasuk says, Hu meroimim yishkoin, Kaviyochel Hashem rests on high, in a very high place. Mitzodois sloim mizgaboi. Kaviyochel Hashem is within a fortress, a stone fortress, very powerful. Lachmoi niton. Everything he needs is provided for. I'm sorry, this is not talking about Hashem, Kaviyochel. This is talking, pshat-wise, this is talking about Bnei Yisrael. That when Bnei Yisrael will serve Hashem the right way, then they'll be zeicha to rest on high in a solid rock fortification. Lachmoi niton. Their parnosa, their bread, will be provided for them. Hashem will give it to them as a gift. Meimov ne'emonim, they'll be assured of water. In other words, they'll be assured of parnosa benokel. The Medrash takes this pasuk and chops it up and darshans each piece. The Medrash says that these words, Hu meroimim yishkoin, he will rest on high. Ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that relates to Hashem. As the pasuk says, Moroim v'kodosh eshkoin, that Kaviyochel Hashem rests in holiness and in a very exalted place. So we see that this is talking about a concept of Kiddush Hashem, elevating Hashem's honor. The pasuk continues, Mitzodois sloim mizgaboi, and his fortification will be solid stone. He'll be protected very well. The Medrash says, Ze David. That represents David Melech Yisrael, who was a leader of Klal Yisrael, and his authority was betoikev ois, powerful, compared to solid stone. Lachmoi niton, the pasuk says their bread will be provided for. Ze Avraham, the Medrash says, lechem, the Torah relates to Avraham Avinu. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ve'ekcho pas lechem, that when the three guests came to his house, he took bread and he brought it before them. So this is a reference to the mitzvah of Hachnosis Orchim, Avraham Avinu's Hachnosis Orchim. And finally, the pasuk says, meimov ne'emonim, their waters will be trustworthy, will be honest and proper. The Medrash says, zu ha'Torah. This relates to the Torah, which is compared to water. If we analyze this medrash, you see that this connects to a degree. The Meforshim call this a remez rochoik. This is a remote connection to show what Rabbein Azal is saying here. Rabbein Azal's point that when there's a Kiddush Hashem, this leads to an elevation of the tzaddik, the leaders of the generation. They become very powerful, and as a result of that, the mitzvah Hachnosis Orchim is accepted real well. That's the remez from Avraham Avinu. And as a result of that, people are zechet to halacha kamoisav. That's this concept of meimov ne'emonim. Their waters are trustworthy, which means their Torah is trustworthy. They're zechet to come to the right conclusions in learning Torah. With this, we complete the section on Hachnosis Orchim. The next section is titled Ahava, love, and this applies to Ahavas Hashem, Ahavas Yisroel, and other items that we'll see within this section. There's a total of 13 items in Chelek Aleph, 5 items in Chelek Beis of Ahava. Rabbein Azal begins, the first item, Kishe'ein Ahava bein bnei Adam, when there's a lack of Ahava among people, al yedei zeh heim holchei rochil, this leads to people telling other people bad things about each other, val yedei rechilis boem leleitzonus. And once it starts with that, it starts with people simply telling over bad things, that leads to something much worse, where people get into a habit of making leitzonus chas v'shalom, making fun of people, or making fun of any important items that a person is not allowed to make fun of, be it any items that pertain to religion, anything like that. Val yedei leitzonus heim doivrim sheker. And through this leitzonus, this leads to people telling outright lies. This item, the Meforshim say, is related to a pasuk in Yirmiyah, where the pasuk says that there's going to come a time when the Yidden are not going to be the way they're supposed to be, and things are going to get bad. And the pasuk says, Ish mereyehu hishameru, one Jew is going to have to watch out for their fellow Jew, v'al kol ach al tiftochu, and people will not be able to trust each other, Ki kol ach okoiv Yaakov, because each and every person is going to act in a crooked way towards their friend. V'chol rea rochil yahaloich, and people that were originally friends are going to be going around, dragging around, mudslinging, dragging around rechilus, telling other people nasty things about their friends. people that were originally their friends, v'ish bere'ehu yehoselu, and then it'll go still further, to the point where people will start making fun. Yehoselu means making fun of other people, v'emes lo yedaberu, and they'll cease to tell the truth. And the pasuk continues, "Lamdu l'shoinam daber sheker," and people will get into the habit; they'll get used to telling lies. We see that the pasuk here makes a connection between all of these items. That through a lack of ahava, that there'll come a time when there'll be a lack of ahava among people; they'll have to watch out for each other. This will lead to rechilus, leitzanus, and sheker. All of these items. The next item, beis, Rabbeinu Zal says, "Al yedei sina." Again, Rabbeinu Zal, in this section of Ahava, he mentions items that are opposite of Ahava also, including Sinna. Al yedei Sinna bo beholois, through hate, when there's hate among Yidden, this leads to tremendous confusion, the type of confusion where people become overwhelmed with fear. Like, let's say there's a storm, a hurricane, and people, Rahman al Islam, become totally confused, not knowing what to do. Val yedei Sinna bo sreifa. And also through sinna, when there's hate, this leads to fires. Rachmona litzlon. The Meforshim point out that this is based on another pasuk in Yirmiyah, where the pasuk says, "Hi palti oleho pisoim ir ubeholois." Hashem says, "I have sent upon the Yidden, Rachmona litzlon, suddenly ir. Ir means an enemy. Ubeholois means confusion." The pasuk makes a connection between these two, that the soine goes together with beholois. When there's sinna, there's this mass confusion. And regarding the issue of fire, the pasuk continues over there in that same paragraph in Yirmiyah, "Ki eish kodcho bi'api alehem tukod." Hashem says that as a result of this lack of ahava among Yidden, this will bring out a fire, a fiery anger from Hashem that will inflame Bnei Yisrael, Rachmona Litzlan. The next item, Rabbeinu Zal says, "Al yedei ahavas Hashem Yisborach, nishmar hanefesh mikol pegoim roim." Through a Yid being zeche to love Hashem, that protects a person from any type of pega ra, any type of strange illness, chas v'sholem, or any type of tragedy, any type of sudden accident, chas v'sholem, all of these items that go under this heading of pegara. And for this item, the Meforshim quote a posuk in the Chumash. The posuk connects these two items. In the same posuk, we find the instructions, v'nishmartem ma'oid l'nafshei sechem, that a Jew is required to watch their nefesh very much, to protect themselves from any kind of harm, chas v'shalom, li'ahava es Hashem aleikechem, so that we should be zechet to love Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal takes the second half of the pasuk and reapplies it to the first, that through a Yid being zechet li'ahava es Hashem aleikechem, when a person is zechet to love Hashem the right way, this will ensure that v'nishmartem ma'oid l'nafshei sechem, that you'll be protected, the Bnei Yisrael will be protected in terms of health or in terms of any other type of shmira that's needed from any type of chas v'shalom sudden tragedy. The next item is Dalid. Kishetoshuv b'tchilo al avoynoi secho, tuchal lovoi la'avas Hashem Yisborach. Here Rabbeinu Zal is addressing people that are not that religious, or people that have done things that require tshuva. And a person would think that it's conceivable possibly to skip a step and to try to arouse within themselves love for Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says you should know that it's impossible for a person to come to love Hashem the right way before they do tshuva for whatever they've done in the past that requires tshuva. And tshuva means these two steps. Number one, to sincerely regret anything the person's done wrong in the past, and also to accept upon themselves with all honesty that they won't repeat it again. This item is based on a pasuk in Hosea, where Hashem says, "Erpa mishuvosam oyaveim nedova." Hashem says, "I will accept their tshuva, their repentance, oyaveim nedova, and I'll love them in the form of a gift." Even though that simply because a person says sorry, That's justification for not being angry at the person. But usually we know that among people, when somebody says, I'm sorry to somebody else, that doesn't lead the person to love you. At best, it erases the bad feeling from before. Here Hashem says, Kavyochel, that my nature will be better. That simply as a result of this erpa mishuvosam, when the Yidden will show regret for what they've done wrong, oyaveim nedova, as a freebie, I'll give them a gift of ahava. I'll love them just for that alone. But we see clearly that this ahava depends at least on tshuva. That first comes the tshuva, then comes the ahavas Hashem, either in the form of Hashem loving the person, or the person being zecha to love Hashem the right way. We find another pasuk in Yeshaya, where the pasuk says, we say this during as the Haftorah, on a fast day, v'yoshoiv el Hashem v'richamehu, that a person, chas v'shalom, who has committed sins, if he will return to Hashem, if he'll do tshuva, v'rachamehu. V'rachamehu means that Hashem will show pity on the person. And we know that the word rochim in Aramaic also means a friend, an oyhev. That as a result of tshuva, a person is zoche that Hashem should love them. That alone brings out the ahava. The next item, Rabbeinu Zal says, Mi shemispalel al Yisroel b'mesiras nefesh, hakoil oyavin oysoi. A person who is zoche to daven for Bnei Yisroel with mesiras nefesh, to really apply themselves in tefillah, in davening for Klal Yisroel, hakoil oyavin oysoi. Everybody likes such a person. Now this term, mesiras nefesh, in tefillah, Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran, Chelek Aleph, Torah Tezvov, Rabbeinu Zal says that tefillah, generally, people assume that one of the best uses of it is for a person's own personal needs. In a sense, a certain selfish item, where this is my chance to dial up Hashem, Kaviyochel, and to discuss with Hashem in full detail, everything that I need, all of my concerns, my children, my family, all involving the person themselves. Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter on Likutei Moran that if a person wants to be zeche, to get to know secrets of Torah, if a person wants to be able to understand the deep secrets of Torah, this requires tefillah b'mesiras nefesh. What is tefillah with mesiras nefesh? Rabbeinu Zal says a person has to be prepared to sacrifice themselves in the tefillah. That rather than to use this best item that I have for my own personal benefit, to seek my own good, I would rather apply it towards Hashem himself, Kaviyochel. I would rather daven for Hashem. For example, a person begging Hashem, that Hashem should be zeche to see nachas from the Am Yisrael, that Hashem should get nachas from his children, that kaviyochel, all the different pleasures, that Hashem's honor should not be disgraced through the Am Yisrael, chas v'shalom, or through the other nations of the world, but rather that the kovod of Hashem should be uplifted, a certain concept of taking myself out of the tefillah and applying my tefillah towards helping Hashem, kaviyochel. A person would say, Hashem needs our help? And the answer is, the Sforim say that there are psukim in Tehillim that show that kaviyochel, we give strength to Hashem. There's a pasuk that says, Tenu oiz lelokim al Yisroel ga'avosoi. Kaviyochel Hashem, in his infinite modesty, puts himself in our hands and allows us to be able to affect his kovoid, his welfare, kaviyochel, his well-being. Hashem gives us the possibility to be able to affect it. So Rabbeinu Zal says there that when a person davens with this mesiras nefesh, where he's not davening for himself or for herself, but davening for the benefit of Hashem, the reward of that is the privilege of being zecha to get to understand secrets of Torah. And Rabbeinu Zal proves this from Psukim. So we see that this is one example of tefillah b'mesiras nefesh. In other words, killing myself in tefillah, where rather than having my tefillah totally revolve around me, I take myself out. I make believe chas v'shalom as if I were dead, I did not exist, and I reserve the tefillah for Hashem's benefit, or for the benefit of other yidden.
Here Rabbeinu Zal discusses a concept of Shemispalel al Yisroel b'mesiras nefesh. A person who davens for Klal Yisroel with this type of mesiras nefesh, showing that they're not concerned with their own personal needs as much as they're concerned with the benefit of the Am Yisroel on a whole. Through that, a person is zeicha to this gift that everybody likes them. And for this item, we find a pasuk in Shmuel Anovi, where the Torah describes that this is what Dovid HaMelech was zeicha to. The pasuk says, V'chol Yisroel v'Yehuda ohav es David. Everybody, the entire Klal Yisroel, both the section of Bnei Yisroel that was called Yehuda and the section that were called Yisroel, they all loved Dovid HaMelech, ki hu yoytze ubo lifnehem, because he led them. And the pasuk continues there, Vayosem es nafshoi bechapoi, that Dovid HaMelech placed his nefesh in his hands. Now, as he was Moiser Nefesh for Bnei Yisrael. We know that in Tefillah, there are many psukim in Tehillim, Dovid HaMelech says, Nafshi bechapi tomid, I place my nefesh in my hands. We know that when a person gets really aroused in Tefillah, that's when a person gets to a point where even their hands are moving in tefillah. Dovid HaMelech says, Shitachti elecho kapoi. Kaviyochel Hashem, I stretched out my hands to you in tefillah. Just as we find by Moshe Rabbeinu in the Chumash. The Pasuk says that when he was doing milchama against Amalek, he held his hands up in tefillah to Hashem. So this concept that it says about Dovid HaMelech, Vayosem es nafshoi bechapoi, is obviously talking about tefillah. That he placed his nefesh in his hands. This is a concept of mesiras nefesh in tefillah. As a result of that, he was zeicha that all of Bnei Yisrael liked him. Halavai, we should be zeicha to follow the advice here about Ahavas Hashem, about Ahavas Yisrael, and to be zeicha through that to reach all the brachos.